Monday night, Shirin Maseches Nedarim. Okay, so we're talking about Issur Gavra and Issur Chefza. We have the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis introduces us really to the idea, the stark difference between Neder and Shvuah. I did the Tana Nedarim, the Mitzur Chefza Alei, Tana Charomim, the Mitzur Chefza Alei, Lafuke Shvuah, the Kosur Nafshim and Chefza. The Ran happens to put the Hadgosh, or the emphasis, on what he said. If you look at the Ran, he says, Kolomar she'osur ha'kikar olav, v'yomar achilos kikar zeh olai, lafuke shvuah, the osur nafshim in chetzo, Kolomar she'omar she'omer shvuah shlo'ochal kikar zeh. So it's not so clear how significant it is. I mean, the Ran could very easily mean, you know, that it's a difference in what he said, but Mamela, it's a difference of how it's chal. Because the chalos follows along the dibur of the neder, or the shvua. So if the dibur was, this is usur, so this becomes usur. And if the dibur was, I will do something or I won't do something, so it's on the gavra. So we'll see. And if you'd give them at bays, we see the difference between yesh bo mamish and ain bo mamish. That nedarim, because it's chal on the chefza, so it's not chal on davar shein bo mamish. Hashenken shvua. If you look at the Ran, and if you'd give them at bays, the second Ran on the Gemara, he says Shashvuos Cholos Al Dover Shein Bo Mamish. Bishum the Mitzur Gavrahu Shlo Yasa Kain. The Ihu is Bei Mamish. That's the way we said it yesterday. That because of this difference of Issur Gavra and Issur Chefza, so like Duran says, Ihu is Bei Mamish. The person always is Yesh Bo Mamish. He's a tangible thing. So the Issur is Chal on him. So it's never really something intangible. The Ritva, if you have a Ritva, right, on the Chavdalan on the Beis, in the Dapim of the Rif or of the Ramban, Chavdalan on the Beis, the Ritva says, he also says, Shashvua Mishum Dahavi Issur Gavra, see, he says it a little differently. He says it on Chavdal and Amud Beis. I don't know if it's the same dafim. Is it the same dafim as I have? I have a Chavdal, not even Chavdal and Amud Beis. Page Chavdal. So the Ritva says this, right away. The Ritva on my defus, it's right away. So he says before he's begmar that koinim shani yoshin koi. So the Ritva's phrasing is so that's how he says it. It's an Issur Gavra. Like again, I remarked about this lashon yesterday. I prefer the Ran's lashon that the Gavra always is Yesh Bo Mamish. The Ritva says it this funny way, that it's an Issur Gavra, so it's chal even on an intangible thing. So he said maybe it just means regarding an intangible thing, not such a big kasha, not such a big raya. Okay. So we have the Lashon, we have Lachora the Chalos, of Tezayin Amud Beis, we have the difference between Neder is chal on Dvar Mitzvah, even to negate a Mitzvah, and Shvuah is not chal on Dvar Mitzvah, that's on Tezayin Amud Beis, where we have the Psukim that indicate both ways, and we end up saying that Neder is chal on Dvar Mitzvah, because, again, since it's an Issur Chefza, it's chal on the Chefetz. The Chefetz doesn't have to sit in the Sukkah, the Chefetz is the Sukkah has no Chiyuvim, So the ned is chal, the is chal on the sukkah, and then we apply the rule called ein ma'achilu la'odam davar ha'osur lo. You have a chuyuk to sit in the sukkah, very nice, but we have a problem. The sukkah is osur on you. Hashenkin, if you make a shvua, I won't sit in the sukkah. So that comes into direct, a head-to-head encounter with your obligation to sit in the sukkah. You are mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, and now you're saying, I won't sit in the sukkah? So that's why it's not chal. So that's another ramification. The Ran on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph is even more clear about Issa Gavra and Issa Chevtza. What does the Ran say? Divrei Hamashchil Hilkoch. So two lines into the Ran, the last word on the line, Mihu, however. Lahom milsa adif in Nidorim b'Bishvuos, I'll give you how Nidorim could be more odif, stronger, more chomor than Shvua. Shanidorim cholom ala Shvuos, b'ein ha-Shvuos yudchesom ad Aleph. The Ran starts with the word Hilkoch, yudchesom ad Aleph. There's a dark word, Hilkoch. Two lines, the second line after the Hilkoch, the last word on the line. Miu, however, Laham Milsa Adif in Adarim Bishwas, Shanadarim Chalam al Ashwas, Ven Ashwas Chazal an Adarim. Okay, so what does this mean? Let's say Nishbasha Yochal Kikar Zeh. And then he asked it ben Neder. So he's not allowed to eat it. It's like a Sukkah. And a luluf, he made a neder, even though he has to eat the kikar because of the shvua, but the neder is chal on the chayfetz, because the chayfetz is not mechuyev to be eaten by him, he's mechuyev to eat the chayfetz. So it's chal the iser, and then we apply the rule of ein machil adam davar ha'osur lo. It's like koinim sukkah shani yoy, it's a luluf shani noytel osur. Ubevadei d'chiechi the neder chal ala devar mitzvah, chay olami ha'shvua. Shemitzvos u'shvuos shteihen iser gavrahein b'chayel alayu iser chetzad d'nadorim levatlon b'sheva al taisa. So the Rani throws in that a mitzvah is an iser gavra. This is not so surprising because he's talking about when the person has to go do something. So certainly that's chal on the gavra, that he has to go do it. What he's about to say now is a bigger chiddush, and it's quoted by the Achronim. He says, "Ve'efshar gamkein." Till now, I was talking about that there is chal on the shvua to cancel the shvua, meaning I made a shvua to do something, and now I take a neder that it should be usher on me, so I'm not allowed to do it. K'shem shaneder chal al shvua levatla kachuk chal lekaima sha'nish b'shul yochal kikar zeh. Someone made a shvua not to eat the kikar. And then he said a neder, this kikar should be osur on me. The neder is chal on top of the shvua. Normally we say ein iser chal al iser. Here the neder is chal on the shvua. So the Ran says v'chein b'din im levatal heim chol on l'kayim l'koshkein. U'me'ol time u'gufa d'ksivna. But now he gets into the kishkas of the reason. The chiv in the shvua is less nu el iser gavra. Because when I say a shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikar. That's only chal on the person. He's not allowed to do something. So ki hechi, ki omar koinem, so when he asks the kikar, he's adding something. It's not iser chal al iser. The iser chefz is chal on the kikar. The shvua, the iser gabra, was chal on him. Mitoisev be iser chefz. Avol ein ha-shvua chal al hanadorim. But shvua can't be chal on the dorim, lo levata v'lo lekayim. She'im osur al atzmoi kikar monav shach. If he said a kikar should be osur in him, and then he made a shvua that he will eat it, so it's nishba levata l'sa mitzvah, which we said is no good. V'chazda v'nishba lev she'ochlenu pshit neshenem ha'shoi li'ochlo. V'chei nami, even if he swore not to eat it, he's only over one bal yachel. The ned there, the shvua is not chal. If he made a neder that the thing should be osur on him, then he made a shvua not to eat it, it's not chal. So the Rani says, the lekla meimar, why? What's the logic there? Why don't you say, the chiechi is a chetza de nedorim, chayala is a gavra de shvuos? You're saying that when a person makes a shvua not to eat the kikar, And then he takes a neder that the kikah should be also on him. The neder is chal, because it's a chefza, one is a gavra, one is a chefza. The isagavra was on him not to eat it, now it's chal on the chefetz, that it can't be eaten by him. So there's no problem. So why don't you say by Shvua also, the person took a neder that the kikah should be also on him, and now he makes a Shvua not to eat it, so the Shvua can be chal. The neder is a chefza, the shvua is a gavra. Hachanami iser gavra the shvuos leichol, let it be chal. A iser chefza the nedarim. So the Ran answers, you're missing one point. Mishum the benedarim ki heichid is bu iser chefza iser gavra nami is behu. There's always an iser gavra attached to a neder also, because it's bal yachel. Remember we said at the beginning of this month, the first few days, when you make a neder, it's chal. You make an iser. That's not bal yachel. Bal yachel is the Torah talking. The iser neder is the iser you make. You make an iser chefza on the chefetz. But then the Torah comes along and says bal yachel. Bal yachel is a regular lav, like every lav. So the Ran says, Shari mikivin sheneser alav koy alei below yachel devaro. The high lav and this lav is a gavrahu. Is an Issa Gavra, and here the Ran says, Kacholo Sasa Sheba Torah. Here's where the Ran says that the Issa of not to eat Chazir, and the Issa not to eat Chelev, and the Issa not to eat Nevela, is all Issa Gavras. Hilko Chayn Mokam Lashua Shetokal Alan Adar. So the Ran, okay, we'll stop here in the Ran. So the Ran threw in a Chiddush, maybe it is a Chiddush, maybe it's not a Chiddush, that every Neder has an Issa Gavra attached to it also. Because Bal Yachel comes along with the package. And Bal Yachel is a regular lav. What we want to see in this Ran is the same thing that the Ritva says in the beginning of the second Perek. And that is that all lavim in the Torah are Issa Gavra. In fact, the context of the Ritva at the very beginning of the second Perek is why, if you remember the din, you can't be neither B'davar Ha'asr. If you say this kikar should be also on me like chazir, it's not chal, right? So till now we learned because you can't create the isa chazir. So it's a terrible sentence. The sentence makes no sense, right? You can only make hatfasa in something that's man-made, so you're like mamshich the kedusha. But you can't say this kikar should be also on me like chazir. Chazir is not a man-made iser. So Rabbanu Shalom created Isser, so you can't. That's what we. But the Ritva now says an interesting svara. He says because Ned is Issa Chafza, and the Torah is Issa Gavra. So you can't say this thing should be Osir on me like Chazir, because Chazir is not an Issa Chafza. Chazir is an Issa Gavra. So the sentence, again, is a discordant sentence that doesn't really make sense. This thing should be Osir on me like Chazir. It becomes a nonsensical sentence. That's what the Ritva says at the beginning of the second parak. He says, "Avogav the chiyamidovs there also lie lechud." Yeah, isugat tchila totally isura b'dover also isugavra. The Torah ma ki yidin neder she yidin b'dover another she isuchefza. So all I wanted from this Ritva is the same thing that we're seeing in the Ran and Daf Yud Ches, that all isurin in the Torah is isuchefza, is isugavra.
So if that's the case, you could say that pig is usher to me with an iser chefza, and it would be okay?
Yeah. In other words, that's what the Ran said. If you go over to something that you're not allowed to eat with the oraisa, and you make a neder, then it should be usher. It would be chal, according to the Ran. The iser chefza, just like if you had made a shvua, the Ran's case is you had made a shvua not to eat it, and then you make a neder, it should be usher on you, it's chal. Because the iser chefza is chal on top of the Issa Gavra, so to speak, not on top. Issa Gavra is on you, Issa Chetz is on the Chetz. So in your case also, according to the Ran, if you go ahead and you make an Issa Chetz on Chazir, it would be Chal. So that's another ramification of Issa Gavra, Issa Chetz. In other words, this is like one of the main points of Maseches Nedarim. Everyone knows Nedarim is Issa Chetz, Shavuos Issa Gavra. I want to talk about it to see what it means. But first I wanted to go through the ramifications. One ramification, the Gemara says it on the Beis and the Beis, we have a ramification that And therefore, neder is not chal on dover she'ein bo mamish, if it's intangible, while shvua is chal on something intangible, because it's on you and you're tangible. That's the way the Ran says it. The dorim is chal that can't do a mitzvah. You could say, the sukkah should be yasser on me. The tefillin should be yasser on me. The shofar should be yasser on me. Because it's an issa chefza. Hashenkin, if you make a shvua, I won't blow the shofar, I won't wear the tefillin, I won't sit in the sukkah. But you're obligated to do that. Shvua is not chal. That also has to do with chefza gavra. And you have the Ran and the Afyut Ches that says that because neder is a chefza, it's chal on top of a shvua. Then he just wants to know, why is it Shvua Chal on top of a Neder? Because Neder comes along with the baggage of a Bal Yachel, which is also Issa Gavra. And Agavurcha, in talking that way, the Ran says that all Isurin in the Torah are Issa Chefza, are Issa Gavra, which is echoed by the Ritva in the beginning of the second parish. Because what you're doing is you're making it a chetzer to Isur. The Torah then comes along after your neder's chal and says bal yachel devaro and makes an issa gavra. So it's already like too late. Your neder was chal on the sukkah. Since we have this lomdus that since it's a chetzer, it's chal to asa the sukkah, not like shvua where it has to be chal on you to asa you from sitting in the sukkah. But we say you have a prior obligation. Shvua is not chal. So the neder is chal. Once the neder is chal, it's automatically going to be bal yachel. Because it was chal already. So the sukkah became a chetzer de isura. And now you're not going to sit in the sukkah, so it is bal yachel. The achronim all wonder exactly what issa chetzer and issa gavra means. They talk about it. Certainly, logically, we would think, like I said yesterday, that chelev, chazir, you know, if it's a question of where it's chal, like the mokum hachalos, is it chal on the chefza, that there's something wrong with... Nobody holds the chefza. A piece of meat is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. No one holds that Hashem tells the chazer, don't be eaten by a person. Right? That's muskal. The question is, l'chora, when you say issa gavra, it would seem to imply that the sibas ha'isser, that means the reason it's osir, what makes the Torah asir it, so to speak. We're talking about, right? The Torah doesn't just arbitrate. Not like Hashem arbitrarily, I mean he could, but Hashem arbitrarily says, don't eat chazer. But pashtus was like a physics involved. You say there's something wrong with chazer. It's tomei, it's metamtem delev, it's spiritually impure. I'm like, I don't want you to eat it. So I tell you, don't eat it. But it's not as if, see, Bishlomo Yom Kippur, we would understand there more easily the concept of an issa gavra. You say there's nothing really more wrong with this food today than yesterday. I mean, it's the same thing. But today the Torah doesn't want me to eat. So the Torah tells me, don't eat. See, that would be really a more logical, easily understood issa gavra, which means that the issa is totally addressing the person. It's not saying anything about the chafetz. I'm taking a time-related isser because I think there it's like that's the extreme issa gavra where it's really easy to understand. But if you would go over to most people and you know, issa gavra issa chefza would seem to mean what's the siba so isser? The word siba means cause. Like what's the cause of the isser? So on Yom Kippur, the cause of the isser is the fact that today is Yom Kippur and the Torah doesn't want me eating on Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with the food. The food is just food. It was food yesterday it's food today. Like it didn't become repulsive. It didn't become, nothing happened to the food. Pesach, maybe it's not even so clear. Maybe Pshat is on Pesach, the Torah wants chametz. But let's talk about chazir, that the Ran says and the Ritva says, it's just a gavra. It's like, what does it mean? Does it really mean that there's nothing wrong with chazir? Is that what it means? That the sibus ha'isr is completely in the gavra? And it's like, there's nothing wrong? So this is discussed by the Achronim. They say it's not mistavra. It's just not mistavra to understand the concept of this agav. See, by neder and shvua, it's easy. The shvua is like Yom Kippur. Shvua is just, I made a shvua not to do something. So that's in me, right? Neder, I address the chafetz, and I say this chafetz should be holy, it should be asur, and I can make it asur. So I make the chafetz, I ban the chafetz, like chayrim. I push it aside. I say it should be asur, and that has validity. Shvua, I just talk about myself. I don't want to do this, I won't do this, I will eat, I won't eat. So that's really, again, easy to understand, that Issa Gavra means it's complete. The Sibus HaIsser is completely in the Gavra, in the person. That's where the Sibus HaIsser is. Again, Issa Chefza doesn't mean that the food, it's not usher to be eaten by me. The food doesn't have an isser. I have an isser. I'm not going to eat the food. So, l'chora, it's addressing the siba so isser. Where does the siba for the isser lie? This is what the Achronim grapple with. Again, if you say where the isser's chal, they just, like, what does isser chefza mean? Isser gavra means Hashem talks to the person, says don't do it. Issa Chefza, no, it can't be. Because Issa Chefza is not the flip side of Issa Gavra then. It's not that, the kikor is usher to be eaten by me. So it must be addressing the Siba for Issa. Where does the Siba for Issa lie? But then they can't accept the fact that Chazir and Nevela, which is so much not like Yom Kippur, like, it's so instinctive that the Sibus HaIsser is in the Chefza. There's something wrong with Chazir. So they have trouble understanding, because of that, what exactly does it mean, Issa Gavra, since the Ran and the Ritva say that all Isurim in the Torah are Issa Gavra.
Can you have an Issa
Gavra
with no Chefza?
Sure, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. I don't know.
So doesn't that show you right away that the Issa Torah is the Gavra, not the Chefza? You don't need the Chefza.
The question is, again, instinctively, you say the Torah says don't eat Chazir, we instinctively have the instinct that there's something wrong with Chazir. It's not like the Torah, like, it's not like Yom Kippur. The Torah doesn't want me eating on Yom Kippur. So it's not like the Torah doesn't want me eating Chazir. The Torah doesn't want me eating chazir. There's something wrong with chazir. It's like saying, don't eat poison. So the Siba, again, the key words are Sibus HaIsser. The Sibus HaIsser, unless you say that chazir is a perfectly fine food, that's what I was toying with the idea, and the Sibus HaIsser is the fact that I'm Yisrael, that I'm Jewish. So I am special. Ki am kodosh atol Hashem Elokecha. So the reason chazir is usher is really not because there's something wrong with chazir, but because there's something elevated about the Jew. So the Sibus HaIsser is in the Jew because he's elevated.
So that puts him back.
So you could say that. That would be a possible suggestion. I just don't think it's true. I don't think that would be called Isser. What? I'm sorry, what? So which way is that?
Okay.
Okay, maybe. So maybe that's not going to be shot. Rav Shimon.
It makes total sense that everything is a gavra.
Yeah? Well, it depends what it means. It's a gavra again.
You accept the Torah, right? Everything that's in the Torah. You personally, as a Christian, you're a Jew. And therefore, anything that you're over, it's on you.
But again, so why is Neder Issachefza? Because you said that there's something usur about this kikar, right? It should be also like a neder. So the Achronim wonder, isn't Chazer at least that? Like, isn't it intuitive that there's something wrong with Chazer? Okay, that's what they grapple with.
It's a gavra, it's physical. So it's
a chesed
that changes the spiritual reality of
right.
The
reality.
Right, so it's a big assumption that the Chazer is necessary. Where does that assumption come from?
Intuition. Okay, we could say it's not like that, but
it's an issue of Raisa, the Hekdesh, right?
Yeah.
And we're saying a neder is an usher like Hekdesh.
Hekdesh, again, because with the Isser Hefza on Hekdesh, Hekdesh has an Isser Hefza too. What you created, remember? Hekdesh, you also created an Isser Hefza. But then there's, just like there's Bal Yachel, so the Torah says the Isurim of the Torah are across the board, Isser Gavra.
Right, that's what I understand. And how are we making an Isser Hefza based on an Isser Gavra?
The Isser that you create is an Isser Hefza. No, Adarabba, you see that's no good. It should be also to you like Hektish is also. You're being matvis in the Dover Hanoder of Hektish, that you make it Hektish. Remember we learned that Hektish also you make it also. No, Hektish you also make Osir. Before you get to the Torah's Isser, you make Hektish Osir, just like you make a Kikar Osir. Hektish is an Isser Hefza. Hektish is an Isser Hefza also. That's what we learned in the first Ran. Shehu Osir al Kol HaOlam. That when you make something Hektish, you're making it Osir.
So he holds it as both. Right, it's Isser Gavra.
First comes the, well, it's like Nether. First comes the Isser Hefza, and then comes the Isser Gavra of Bal Yachel. Okay. Okay, after Marv, we're going to learn a Tosfos in Shavuos. Let's see. Okay.